Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So, my husband wears cool socks, largely because I'm a cool chick and I buy them for him. No, seriously. He wears cool socks. Okay? I mean, he wears sushi socks and Barack Obama socks and cats with glasses and flying tacos, you name it. Squids and my husband wears funny socks. Today, he was wearing Bob Ross socks. These are the ones I put in his stocking for Christmas. They got little Bob Ross with his afro and it says happy trees and things like that. And as I was watching him pull on his boots today, I realized that Bob Ross was a worthy topic. Good morning, Lulu. It's been a while since one of the cats has visited us. All right, get down. So Bob Ross was a pretty cool dude. I mean, we think of him as some kind of high, happy-go-lucky guy, but he was pretty deep, actually. And he said some things that can help us, not only about loving nature, but about talent, right? People often think that they just are not capable of doing things, that they're just not talented, that they don't have the skills. Some of you listening to me right now have dreams that you think you couldn't possibly do anything with because maybe you don't think you have the talent, the natural ability. Talent is great, but talent is not everything. Persistence trumps talent every time. And part of that comes from being like Bob Ross. I mean, he said he was a little bit crazy. I don't know that he was. Most of you who are listening to my voice now probably are more like Bob Ross than you realize. He loved animals and trees, right? In fact, I remembered hearing him as a child because, you know, back when there was not a lot of TV stations, sometimes we watched Bob Ross in the summertime. I remembered something he had said vaguely, so I Googled Bob Ross quotes and I found it. He said, "I guess I'm a little weird. I like to talk to trees and animals. That's okay, though. I have more fun than most people." Hell yeah. Let's have more fun than most people. And part of that means that we fearlessly pursue what we're interested in, right? He also said, talent is a pursued interest. Anything you are willing to practice, you can do. Dude, I tell people this all the time. I tell my children this all the time. Natural talent, great, lucky you. But if you don't practice, you're going to get trumped. Not Donald Trumped, though maybe. You're going to get trumped. People who are willing to try. Are you willing to try? Are you willing to practice? Are you willing to keep doing it over and over again and smile as you do to enjoy what you are doing for the sake of doing it and then watch it grow into something even more spectacular? You can do that. You know what I will say. Listen to what Bob Ross said. He said, "The secret to doing anything is believing that you can do it. Anything that you believe you can do strong enough, you can do anything as long as you believe it." Hell yeah. I mean, you're not going to jump off the roof and fly. Okay. But yeah, guys, believe. From my vantage point, I've had the privilege of talking to people with every kind of wild dream, and I have seen who succeeds and who doesn't. And it is not always the person with the most talent. In fact, rarely is it. And it is not always the person who I can even see the most clear vision of the end result. Because if they are not willing to take the steps, if they're not willing to try, to persist, to practice, and to do it with a smile on their face, they will fail. At best, they will succeed and still be miserable. We don't want to do this. We don't want to do this. Remember, like Bob said, talent is a pursued interest. Anything you're willing to practice, you can do. Now, those of you who are too young to know who Bob Ross is, please Google it. Get on YouTube, right? You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh. And you're also going to be inspired. His understanding of what it takes to be successful, that, well, as he is most famous for saying, we don't make mistakes, just happy little accidents. And not even that, you guys. Let's be clear. If you feel pulled by the universe, if you feel that you are pursuing something, pursuing an interest, pursuing an activity, pursuing a goal, if you are being pulled, a person, by the universe, not by your ego, then lovelies, you are going in the direction you are meant to go. And there are no accidents. I'm going to call a happy accident a non-accident. There are no accidents. Sometimes you are being pulled in the direction you need to go with the only motivation you are willing to accept. That's just the truth. Sure, it takes strength, inner strength, sometimes physical strength, right? Thanks to me looking for the quote I started talking to you with today, I found a couple more by him that I think stand for themselves, and we're just going to add to this conversation. There is a quote from when he was painting a tree. He said, now imagine this, smiling Bob Ross with his big afro, painting one of his many deceivingly simple paintings. He says, now then, let's come right down in here and put some nice, big, strong arms on these trees. Trees need arms too. It'll hold up the weight of the forest. Little bird has to have a place to set there. Yeah, guys. Strong arms, arms of confidence, arms of faith, arms of persistence. We can grow tall like the tree, but if we don't have arms to reach out, to create more, to desire, to embrace the world, we will be sad and alone. Success breeds success. Effort breeds success. Talent is good, but it is not enough. What are you good at and neglecting? What did you try as a child? Right? My husband often talks about what a talented, naturally, and rightly so, naturally talented baseball player he was. He walked on at the university. He could have been great, but he did not persist. He was not willing to put in the work. And so he fell short. That's okay. It led him to where he is now. You probably have memories like that. I know I do. Persistence. A guy I went to high school with, if we weren't too old now, would still be a pro football player. He was not the most talented guy on the team. By any stretch. I mean, I remember that he played, but relatively unremarkable. He became pro. Boom. Not because of his talent, because of his persistence. Because of his persistence, his practice, his drive, and quite honestly, his shameless desire of pay attention to me, look at what I can do, follow me. It worked. We can create the world we want, as long as it doesn't include flying off the roof of the house. Something else Bob said. He said, this is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it, because you can do it. You can do it. What is it that you desire, beloved? You can do it. Don't give up. If you're not willing to try, you don't want it badly enough. If you're seeking motivation, put it all around you. create that vision board, or just start daydreaming about it. Imagine it. It will help the steps to light up. But then you do have to take those steps. You have to step, beloved. You have to try. You have to say yes. And smile at the process. Be a happy little tree in a happy little forest, surrounded by happy little animals and looking up at the happy little clouds. It's all about perspective. Don't decide it's hard. Decide it's worth it. Until next time, beloved, namaste. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.